Blog Talk Radio.
And now, join Catherine Taylor for this live conversation.
Take a slow step with me. Let me walk by your side.
Saboteur. Learn how to arrest addictive behaviors, heal your wounded inner child, and access the wisdom of your soul. And now, take a soul step with me, with Catherine Taylor.
Greetings. I want to welcome you to Take a Soul Step with me. This is Catherine, and this is an exciting show. Now, I need to let you know that this is a pre-recorded show, and that occurred kind of out of necessity. When we first decided on the time slot for this show, I already had a trip planned to Syracuse, New York that had already been booked. And so, as you're listening to this show, I'm actually in air going from Philadelphia Airport back to my home in Minneapolis. And so the show that you're going to hear today is really exciting. It's with my friend Laurel King, and you'll hear an intro to her in the introduction to the actual session. But we're working with Laurel's inner 17-year-old and building on her future self. And so it's an exciting kind of presentation of the way this modality works. It also inspired me in pre-taping this session with Laurel. I think what I'm going to do with the sessions is I invite you, if you're interested in having a sample session that is actually run on the show, I am going to pre-record those just for several reasons. One is for technical difficulties, because Laurel and I ran into a couple, and it just made it easier that I was able to edit it right, you know, in the moment. And it would have taken away, I think, something from the actual presentation. And that also gives me a little more flexibility with those of you who want to experience this. And then what I plan to do when it's possible is whoever the session is on is to invite you then to come on live for the commentary. Now, obviously, that won't be possible today because I'm in flight. But, you know, like I said in the first show, this is an organic process. So we're going to be kind of shape-shifting the format as it evolves. So I really thank you for tuning in today, and I think you're in for a very nice treat. And here's the pre-recorded session with Laurel King.
Okay, so welcome back to today's program, Take a Soul Step with Me. And this is Catherine Taylor, and I'm really excited about this first session today. As I talked about last week and a little bit in the introduction, my very dear friend Laurel King is on the other line, and Laurel and I often do sessions together. In fact, we're continually opening our records together, and anytime one of us is stuck, you know, we'll call on the other one, and we'll kind of be a witness to each other's process. And that was especially true for me during the month of October and into November, because during that time I went through a process which actually was the inspiration for this whole kind of 2009 tour that I am, you know, have launched now in Syracuse, New York. And it's called Beyond Compassion: Accessing Your Point of Power During or in Response to Loss. And the inspiration for that was my finding out that it was time for me to assist my dog named Kelly in her transition into the light. And what was nice about that was that I found out that it was going to be necessary, but it wasn't urgent. So I had like about a month to really work with Kelly. And my goal, in fact, the whole program, which is available on the website and is, again, the source of the tour that I'm doing introductory talks on. And, in fact, the Kripalu retreat is going to have this essence with it. But anyway, I took that whole month, and every time I had an aspect of me who really got attached and frightened of the loss. I mean, this dog was with me for 13 and a half years. She was my transitional object when I moved from San Francisco to the Twin Cities. She was, you know, my main source of support when I transitioned from 20 years, basically, of singlehood into marrying a man who had three children. And there were a lot of you know, pieces of work that I had to do in response to that. And Kelly really was my companion in that, as was Laurel. Laurel and I go back to the late 80s. She actually was even part of my life when I had Max, where there's another book called Maximize. So Laurel has been intricate in my life for over 20 years, and I'm intricate in hers. I'm the godmother to her child, and we've shared a lot. But what we're going to do today is during that month, Laurel would really help me when I kind of spiraled. You know, I would call her, and we would do EFT sessions together, and we would, you know, kind of talk about what part of me it was that was really spiraling. And so today we're going to do a similar session, but the focus is going to be on Laurel. We have talked before this live session, and we have opened, we've accessed Laurel's records. And what we're going to be looking at is kind of some of Laurel's issues around what stands in her way of accessing her point of power. And for me, it was the loss of my dog. And Laurel's going to talk a little bit about what her losses are and the context of that. And then we're going to work a little bit with the future self, the part of her who would exist beyond this struggle. And then we'll take a look at who stands between who Laurel is at present time, who derails her, what that part needs, and what she needs to do in order to get from who she is today to who she wants to be in that future self. So without further ado, does that kind of give an overview, Laurel?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome. Welcome to the show. It's just so perfect that you and I are doing this the first show, because I just can't imagine anything else.
Yes, and some of my saboteurs are already popping up as you speak. Which is good timing, because part of what's gotten in the way of my life is this tremendous fear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I get shy in the public eye, and so this is unusual for me to be on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm scared.
Okay, now, can you just share with the audience, because there was a time in your life when that wasn't true. I mean, there was a time in your life when you did workshops and you were out there. But it was kind of a different part of you, right?
Well, it was kind of the star part of me.
Mm-hmm.
It had that side of me. It came out after writing Living in the Light with Shakti Gawain, and I went on the road. And but I was scared doing those, but I just sort of muscled my way through it. I mean, made myself do it.
Mm-hmm.
Then there just came a point when I just said I couldn't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was able to do some workshops with you and with a few other people when I did, like, did them as a pair, but not on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Well, in terms of my witnessing of you, I think it really did shift biochemically for you when you gave birth to Lily.
Right.
Because there was some form of anxiety that kind of broke through at that time, and then just out of integrity, you couldn't kind of push that down anymore.
Right.
You know?
True.
Yeah. I think what happens when we step into that star is that we override the you know, frightened parts of ourselves, and we just kind of get into that pusher-driver part.
Right.
Which is a form of addiction in itself.
Well, and I had that, and it worked for me for a long time. I mean, it worked for me in a way, but in the long run, it really didn't.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think the end results were of that kind of pusher-driver energy? How does that fit in to kind of what you're battling with today?
Well, I have the saboteurs. I mean, I don't listen to the pusher driver anymore. I just, when it comes to things, I mean, I listen to it part of the time, and it kind of nags at me, to tell you the truth. You know,
mm-hmm.
like you should be doing more, and you could be doing workshops, and you could be making more money, and you know, things like that. But I don't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
But
I don't see you living your life from that, but I see you experiencing stress from the shoulds.
Yes, it's true, and I have. You know, I have some health issues due to that kind of stress,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like when I try to treat the health issues, then my saboteurs come in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the part of me that doesn't want to eat right and doesn't want to, they don't want to exercise or can't. They commit, but they only get. It's like I get a running start and then I stop.
Mm-hmm. Well, in some of our past, you know, sessions that we've done together too, I remember that I think part of that is from the inner child, who her only experience of you kind of putting yourself out there is with that star-like energy.
Right.
And so I think one of the dynamics is that inner child doesn't trust that if you really start putting yourself out there, that she'll be taken care of.
Well,
and so
I,
she kind of stumbles you.
I think that they don't think. They're going to be taken care of in general.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that I've let myself down quite a bit, and
mm-hmm.
that's part of my loss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a big part of my loss, is that I've, you know, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm sure your audience can relate to this, that, you know, I say I'll do things, and then I just don't do them.
Mm-hmm. 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 Well, and I think that's part of the whole thrust of this program, is to really invite people to look at the areas of their life that are not working and the areas of our life that we do feel compromised in, and look at it through the eyes of the inner child and look at it through the eyes of their fears, so that we can, you know, move through that. And that's one of the reasons why it's nice to access the records, because usually by this time, if we're working with themes like that, they're real soul themes. You know,
right.
It's like there are issues that we repeat over and over and over because we came here to deal with this. So my guess is, in the bigger scheme of things, that part of your soul contract is to do battle with this, you know. And in fact, that's even come through at some of our work, right? And,
yes, it has.
Yeah. And I think even with another practitioner, I remember him talking about the gifts that you have to bring to the world about how to manage that addictive energy.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of that perpetual challenge.
Well, yes, and he said through creativity, that
mm-hmm.
would be one way that I could manage it.
Right, to channel it.
Right.
Through creativity.
That's true. I mean,
mm-hmm.
My daughter says that my writing every day is my antidepressant. So if I don't write, which I sometimes don't for months,
mm-hmm.
I'm without.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Out of balance.
Yeah. Well, okay, so why don't we kind of get a focus on what we want to do then in terms of the actual piece of work. Again, we've got your records open, and so what I suggest is that we go into a meditation. We're going to take a little break here, but when we come back, that we go into a meditation and you kind of center into who's ever feeling the fear today.
Okay.
And then we see who that is and what her role is in kind of derailing you from getting to that future self. And we might start even by you picturing the future self. So let's take a little bit of a break, and then when we come back, Laurel and I will embark on this journey. All right, we'll be back in a second.
right, so welcome back, and this is the process session with Laurel King, my dear friend, and I'm Catherine Taylor, and we've set the stage now to work with Laurel's future self and with some of her saboteurs. So, Laurel, what I would invite you to do now is to just kind of settle into yourself, take a deep breath, bring your focus to the center of your being. Know that we're operating within the energy of the Akasha, so we're supported with that wisdom. And just imagine that there is the light that exists within you, and that that light begins to expand. It begins to ignite every cell within your body, awakening each cell, calling it forth to participate in this forthcoming journey. And just with your breath, imagine that you bring that light up through your chest, through your neck, and through your head, down your arms. Take another deep breath and extend it down your belly, your buttocks, your pelvis area, down each of your legs, through your knees, your feet, all the way down out to Mother Earth. And imagine that ribbons of light connect you into the belly, into the womb of Mother Earth, so that we set our intention that whatever you experience in this piece of work today, that it is made available on the physical plane by igniting it and planting it into the fibers of Mother Earth. We are anchoring it into the physical plane.
Well, I'm seeing myself in the future wearing kind of a, it looks like an almost Southwestern outfit, like like I wore at my wedding, like a broomstick skirt and boots and a colorful shirt, like turquoise shirt and jewelry and a head, like a headband. And I'm doing some, I'm sitting over someone and I have my hands almost on them, like I'm doing healing work. And I've seen that before. And I feel I'm in the desert. I've seen this image before. I'm either in the desert or on the north coast, like north of Mendocino. And I'm really at peace. It's just a wonderful image.
Okay, just breathe into it. Know it's accessible.
Okay.
You know, you would not have envisioned it if you can't attain it.
Okay.
And by giving birth to this vision, you're empowering that future self, Laurel, to now be in the position to attract you to her. So the emphasis is not going to be on you struggling to get there. You're empowering her instead to create this vibrational attraction.
Oh, that's good.
That's who you can be. So you can surrender to her. And it's like, once you commit to this work, and commitment's the big word for you.
Yes.
Once you commit to this work, then you stand on that conveyor belt and you allow your future self to bring you to her. So that's what this work is all about. That's what every phone call you and I have is about, us committing to this journey.
Yes, because what happens to me when I see this, I've seen this image before, and it really feels right, but then I end up saying, well, I can't get there because I can't heal myself first.
Right.
Or I, you know, there's all the reasons why I can't get there.
Okay, so those reasons are what stand on that conveyor belt between who you are right now and who you know you can be.
Right.
So take a moment and tune into the loudest voice, so that we can kind of work with her today. Who's the loudest voice
but says this isn't possible?
Well, it's somebody who's saying, you waited too long, you've missed your mark, you know, you'll never get there. You're not well yourself. I mean, she's just going on and on.
Okay. And how old is she?
It's like she's a young adult.
Okay. So maybe 17, 18 or 21?
Yeah, I think she's 17 or 18.
Okay. And ask her what it would mean to her if you proved her wrong.
Oh, she likes, I mean, she'd like me to prove her wrong.
Okay. So let her know that we're going to start doing some EFT tapping on her behalf.
Okay.
And that she doesn't need to do anything except hide and watch.
Okay.
Okay. But there is a part of you who is willing to neutralize her doubt, because she's kind of the carrier of all of your doubt and all of your, you know, broken promises to yourself.
Right.
And those kind of empty threats and broken promises that we do when we're in that addictive cycle.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to start neutralizing that, so that the piece of work here that needs to be done is there needs to be first a healing between you and her, so that she is working with you and you're working with her.
Oh, okay.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Then together you can be on a conveyor belt going forward. Right now she's standing in front of you in opposition.
Right.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do the EFT, so just follow with me. We do this all the time. For anyone who's listening, you know, this is the EFT sequences were inspired by Gary Craig. He has emotional freedom techniques. It's a self-administered form of acupressure. And you can go to my website, www.joincatherinetaylor.com, and get kind of the background. But Laurel and I are just going to launch into this now, so just kind of witness it, and you'll be able to get the you know, backbone to it later. All right, Laurel, you and I have done this 100 times, so
okay.
Let's start with the setup phrase.
All right.
Okay. Even though my little 17-year-old...
Even though my little 17-year-old...
has so much doubt...
Has so much doubt...
about my ability to heal myself.
About my ability to heal myself.
And in all fairness, she's got just cause.
And in all fairness, she has just cause.
But even though my inner 17-year-old holds this belief...
But even though my inner 17-year-old holds this belief...
I also hold a part of me...
I also hold a part of me...
who believes that I've gotten to the place...
Who believes that I've gotten to the place...
where I am ready to commit.
Where I am ready to commit.
That certain things in my life have been set up...
Certain things in my life...
have been set up...
have been set up.
And I'm ready to commit in a new way.
And I'm ready to commit in a new way.
So even though I've got this inner 17-year-old...
But so even though I've got this inner 17-year-old...
who holds all my doubt and fear...
Who holds all my doubts and fears...
and really believes that I won't be able to have success...
And really believes that I won't be able to have success...
I'm no longer afraid of her opposition.
I'm no longer afraid of her opposition.
I'm willing to work with her despair...
I'm willing to work with her despair.
With her judgment and shame.
With her judgment and shame.
Because I, for the first time, believe... All right, so we had a little bit of technical difficulty, but we're back, and what we're going to do is continue the third setup phrase now, okay?
Okay.
All right, so even though I have this inner 17-year-old...
Even though I have this inner 17-year-old...
who just really has a lot of doubt...
Who just really has a lot of doubt...
A lot of judgment and fear...
A lot of judgment and fear...
I also have given birth to this new adult self...
I also have given birth to this new adult self...
who has established a support system...
Who has established a support system...
and is committed to see this through...
And is committed to seeing this through...
Okay, so now let's begin the tapping, and we're going to be tapping on the corner of the eyebrow, the corner of the eye, under the eye, upper lip, lower lip, collarbone, under the arm, and on the top of the head. And Laurel, just every time I say a different phrase, just move to another place on your body. And what we're doing now is we are neutralizing the experience of the 17-year-old, and we'll be moving you, Laurel, into a position of exploring the possibility of change and then the conviction that it can really happen. And every time you tap on, you know, one of the endpoints, the meridian endpoints, you're sending an impulse through that endpoint so that it neutralizes whatever we're saying. So we start out with the negative, and then we'll build into the positive, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we'll start with the focus on the teenager's angst first. This inner 17-year-old, she really feels a lot of pain around this.
She really feels a lot of pain around this.
So much doubt and shame.
So much doubt and shame.
So much judgment.
So much judgment.
Just so much fear that I won't follow through.
Just so much fear that I won't follow through.
She just doesn't even want to hope.
She just doesn't want to even hope.
She's seen so many false starts.
She's seen so many false starts.
Just doesn't know where to go. So much fear and doubt.
So much fear and doubt.
But I'm now ready to respond to her fear.
But I'm now ready to respond to her fear.
I know, my little 17-year-old.
I know, my little 17-year-old.
You have a right to doubt my efforts to succeed.
You have a right to doubt my efforts to succeed.
I don't blame you for that.
I don't blame you for that.
I don't shame you for that.
I don't shame you for that.
But I am ready to respond to your doubt. And fear in a new way.
And fear in a new way.
So my little inner 17-year-old.
So my little inner 17-year-old.
I'm going to tap on your behalf.
I'm going to tap on your behalf.
I'm going to tap on your pain and your doubt.
I'm going to tap on your pain and your doubt.
So that together.
So that together.
We can begin to move forward.
We can begin to move forward.
And claim our dreams.
Dream.
Okay, so now I'm going to shift and we're going to use the word I, but you're going to envision that you are tapping on behalf of the 17-year-old.
Okay.
Okay? So it's not the adult, it's the 17-year-old.
Okay.
I just really don't think this can happen.
I just really don't think this can happen.
I've seen my adult self make so many attempts.
I've seen my adult self make so many attempts.
And then she falls flat on her face. I'm just worn out.
I'm just worn out.
I'm worn out with believing.
I'm worn out with believing.
I'm just scared to reinvest.
I'm just scared to reinvest.
I just can't hold this anymore.
I just can't hold this anymore.
She's going to have to really show me something new.
She's going to have to show me something new.
Before I step on board with her.
Before I step on board with her.
I'm just tired of all the false promises.
Of all the false promises.
She just... starts over and over and over again.
Just starts over and over and over again.
And there's never the commitment.
And there's never the commitment.
To see this through.
To see this through.
So I always feel abandoned.
So I always feel abandoned.
I'm the one that she lets down.
I'm the one that she lets down.
When she spirals into her addictive behavior.
When she spirals into her addictive behavior.
In the multiple ways that she does.
In the multiple ways that she does.
It's me that's left hanging here.
Me that's left hanging here.
If I've invested any hope,
if I've invested any hope,
I stand there with egg on my face.
I stand there with egg on my face.
She's going to have to show me a lot more this time.
She's going to have to show me a lot more this time.
I'm not so quick to jump in.
I'm not so quick to jump in.
I have to hear from her before I'll move.
I have to hear from her before I'll move.
I'll have to see something different before I believe.
Something different.
Before I believe. Okay, now I'm going to shift again, and we're going to go into another even though, and we're going to be the adult responding to her. So what we're doing is we're using EFT to do the interaction. Okay?
Okay.
So just follow along. Okay. Even though my inner 17-year-old.
Even though my inner 17-year-old.
You have so much right to feel as you do.
You have so much right to feel as you do.
I am standing here today.
I am standing here today.
I am committed to this work.
I am committed to this work.
And I won't be perfect.
And I won't be perfect.
But I have the support system to help me along the way.
But I have the support system to help me along the way.
So even though you've seen a lot of disappointments in the past.
Even though you've seen a lot of disappointments in the past.
And I can't guarantee that I won't disappoint you along this route.
And I can't guarantee that I won't disappoint you along this route.
But I am committed to the change this time.
But I am committed to the change this time.
And I'm committed to working the program that I've designed.
And I'm committed to working the program that I've designed.
To the best of my ability. And I really am convinced that we together can see this through.
And I really am convinced that we together can see this through.
So even though you don't trust me right now,
even though you don't trust me right now,
I want to give you all the permission to feel as you do.
I want to give you all the permission to feel as you do.
I will carry the ball for a while.
I will carry the ball for a while.
And when you're ready to take your rightful place by my side,
together we will allow
ourselves to step on the conveyor belt.
Ourselves to step on the conveyor belt
that will take us to our future self.
It will take us to our future self.
But until you're ready to jump aboard, I will begin this journey.
I will begin this journey.
Because I love you.
Because I love you.
I love myself.
Myself.
And I love my daughter enough.
And I love my daughter enough.
For us to really heal.
For us to really heal.
Okay, so now we set up kind of the polarization. So now let's neutralize it.
Okay.
Okay. And we're still talking to her?
Yes.
Okay. I'm willing to put up with your doubt and fear.
I'm willing to put up with your doubt and fear.
I'm willing to carry the ball for a while. I will stand on this conveyor belt.
I will stand on this conveyor belt.
With the conviction that we can heal.
With the conviction that we can heal.
I will allow my energy.
I will allow my energy.
To be pulled towards the future self.
To be pulled towards the future self.
And when you've witnessed enough.
When you've witnessed enough.
To jump aboard.
Jump aboard.
We will progress arm in arm.
We will progress arm in arm.
But you don't have to jump on at this point.
You don't have to jump on at this point.
You have a right to your doubts and fears.
You have a right to your doubt and fears.
And I can't guarantee perfection.
And I can't guarantee perfection.
But I can commit to progression.
But I can commit to progression.
And I can commit on a day-to-day basis.
And I can commit on a day-to-day basis.
To continually move forward.
So that together,
we can heal.
What was that last part?
So that together we can heal.
So together we can heal.
Now, where are you on your body?
I'm done.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, I'm going to take a little break, Laurel, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about what this experience was.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so we're back from break. What was that like for you, Laurel?
Well, it was really interesting. It really worked well. I mean, we haven't done that kind of sequence before, and we haven't worked with that 17, 18-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So he started, you know, she was very angry at first, and then as we tapped, I could see her just sit down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like in some part of her surrendered and said, okay, I'll be here when, you know, and I'll come be with you when I see enough.
Mm-hmm. So she kind of sat down to kind of watch
right.
and witness.
Whereas
mm-hmm.
she started out to be kind of an angry teenager, you know.
Right, right, rebellious, defiant.
Right,
mm-hmm.
who haunts me a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and I think one of the ways to deal with that energy is kind of what I call the Aikido fashion, where we come in and we really give it permission to have its feelings.
Yes.
And it's real important when we're working with an inner child as the adult self to not buy in to being perfect, because then we're setting up another litany of broken promises.
Okay.
And so what I was going for there, you know, was that there was a difference in the commitment of the adult self that, you know, like you and I've committed, you and I are doing the 90-day program together,
okay.
so we have a lot of contact. You know, you have some new practitioners that you're working with. There is some fresh energy. There's a fresh kind of purpose now, you
yes.
know, in terms of your daughter's been gone and you're excited about her coming back. And, you know, so that kind of lends itself to that newness.
Yes.
You know, and so there's different motivations. And so there are a lot of reasons that the adult can feel more confident.
Right.
You know, in moving forward. And so that's why what we were kind of doing is bits and pieces of my signature seven-layered healing process, because we started out kind of by externalizing, you know, the pain by making it hers.
Right.
You know, like I started out right in your adult self. You know, instead of kind of going into your collapse into that, we started out by externalizing it and putting it on the inner 17-year-old right away.
Well, yes, and this really worked. I mean, all the tapping worked to calm me down, because I was pretty anxious when we started this phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm much calmer. So that sort of shows that some inner parts of myself have let go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, one thing I would like to do to kind of wrap this up
okay.
Is to go back in and to have you now stand and see your future self and see what your experience is in terms of that, you know, it's like what we're going for is if there's been any shift. You know how in EFT we always do the intensity scale,
right.
you know, of 1 to 10? Well,
right.
my version of that is when we're working with the future self is, you know, at the beginning you had a point of reference for how far you are away from her. So now when we go back in, I just want you to see if there's been any shift in how you relate to your future self.
Okay.
Okay? And, okay, this will just be short, but so just take a deep breath.
Okay.
And come back into yourself, and then imagine yourself standing, you know, again at the end of that conveyor belt and envisioning your future self at the end of that walkway.
All right, I see her.
Okay. Okay, now, how has it shifted since when you originally saw it at the beginning of the session to now?
Well, I shifted about a fourth.
Really? Okay.
A quarter of the, you know, if you look at that as 100%, about a quarter of it.
Okay, so you shifted like 25%.
Yeah, which is quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I started out with a lot, total doubt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, this is a process. I mean, I wouldn't expect you to jump into the, you know, by the time we're done with the 90-day program, we're like a month into it, my hope is that we've both kind of stepped into our future selves, but moving 25% at this juncture I think is a real good sign.
Great.
Okay, okay. Do you have any other comments before we kind of wrap the session up?
No, this is really good. Thanks.
Was this useful?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that kind of completes the session. And so, Laurel, thanks again for, you know, being the first guest. This is exciting. And, I mean, I'm sure I'm going to have you on millions of times during this program. You're always welcome to call and add whatever. And Laurel will just be a real vital part of this whole process. So.
Well, and thank you for inviting me, because I love your work and have loved your work for many, many years. And so thank you.
Well, and you're such an integral part of it, so thank you. So, okay, we're going to wrap up the show at this time, and I may come back and give some commentary on this, but again, Laurel, thank you so much for this contribution.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Well, that was a great session. I really appreciate Laurel's willingness to be vulnerable and to really exemplify what this process is really about. And the one thing I want to comment about when you're working with your inner child is, again, remember, inner child work is not something you do. Inner child work is a relationship that you build. And so the fact that Laurel's 17-year-old kind of sat back to watch what she was going to do is an example of how our inner children really want to see us being consistent. They're not concerned about us being perfect. They just want to know that we're going to show up over and over and over again. A key thing to remember when you're working with the inner child, or actually when you're collapsing into the inner child, is that that in itself is the biggest form of abandonment. Because when you have an experience of angst or anxiety or despair or depression, and you identify with it, even when you use the verbiage I, when you say I feel depressed, the operative thing to do there is to really use the words, who inside of me feels this way? The reason you want to do that is you want to externalize the anxiety or the depression so that you can respond to it. The alternative is that you collapse into it. And when we collapse into our pain, basically what we're doing is we're collapsing into the coping mechanisms of that aspect of us who was unable to deal with the situation in the first place. And so that's the true expression of abandonment. The inner child feels abandoned by the adult self and the healing team that we've developed with our guardians anytime we kind of collapse into their emotions. Because what you're doing is you're basically, as you collapse into that inner child, you're sending that inner child in to deal with that situation. I was once working with a male, and he was dealing with his addictions. And every time he would come into a situation in an intimate relationship where he felt at risk, he would regress into this real kind of adolescent behavior. And what I ended up saying to him is, I said, you know, of course your teenager's mad at you. You keep sending him in to do your dirty work. When you don't know how to deal with the anxiety of intimacy, you send him in to act out. And of course he feels abandoned, and of course he feels angry at you. He wants you to stand in your ability to deal with the situation. He wants to see that you can cope with the situation and take care of him. So that was huge, what Laurel's inner 17-year-old witnessed. And throughout this series, you're going to see over and over again what the essence is of this interaction. And again, with the inner child work, it's the interaction which really creates the healing. Now, I want to say a little bit about the inner 17-year-old as well. The inner 17-year-old kind of mimics the infant stages, because when we come into this world as an infant, our issues, our tasks of that developmental stage are to really learn how to bond, how to trust, and how to find a place in our family. When we are in our 17 to 21-year-old stage of development, we are doing those same tasks. We are revisiting the same tasks of the infant, except now we're moving not into the world of our family, but we're moving into the world at large. And so that inner 17-year-old is really revisiting all of those issues of how it's going to feel safe, how it's going to make a place in the environment itself. Very often, the 17 to 21-year-old is the aspect of you who is trying to find the way to manage its day-to-day life and how to take your talents into the world. So it wasn't surprising that as Laurel was dealing with
kind of wanting to move out into the world and taking her gifts. And she's loaded with gifts. She's a wonderful editor. She's a wonderful writing coach. She's a wonderful kind of consultant with how to get your magic out there. And part of it is that she's so willing to deal with her saboteurs herself. So if you hear yourself saying, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, I just don't know how to make my way in the world, the first place you want to look at is what you experienced between the ages of 17 to 21, because that's the stage of development where you're learning about that. So this is a good example of that. Now what I want to do is I want to go into the last meditation of the show so that you can begin to work with this. Again, what we're going to be doing with each ending of the show is kind of working with whatever aspect we focus on in that show, and then we're going to work with moving that into your future self. So what I would invite you to do is take a moment now and get comfortable, and I'm going to lead you in the guided imagery, and then we'll be closing out with the meditation and with Sean Tabor's song. Sean is my nephew, and he's the artist that I have selected to kind of bookend my material because I think he's absolutely magnificent. Sean can be found in the San Francisco Bay Area, and his website can be found as a link on my website. So I encourage you to explore his material and his musical talents as well. He will be singing his song called The Path. Okay, so just take a deep breath. Bring your focus to the center of your being. Feel the light within you and around you, above you and below you. Acknowledge those within you who are more hesitant to step forward, and invite them to stand by your side as you stand at the beginning of a conveyor belt. Imagine a conveyor belt much like those that we see in the airport when you're traveling or going on an adventure. Imagine now that there's a conveyor belt on the path that you're on. Imagine that each week you take that conveyor belt and you step into the ever-evolving future self. Just like in an airport, each conveyor belt takes you a little further into your journey, a little closer to your destination. Imagine such a conveyor belt now in front of you, and your inner children, your wounded selves, are standing along with you. But at the end of the conveyor belt, see the vision of the next evolution of your future self. Not who you ultimately want to be, but the next step. What would you like to set your intention for today? In whatever area of concern that is prevalent for you in this moment, imagine that you have attained everything that you need to have mastered that concern, to have stepped into the part of you who stands in your own empowerment with respect to whatever it is that's on your plate today. See that future self at the end of this conveyor belt. See the next evolution of your ever-evolving self. Give birth to that aspect of you. Empower it. Once you empower it, once you can imagine that future self, you empower that future aspect of you to attract who you are in this moment with this issue. You empower your future self to attract you to him or her. You take the effort out of growth because you are now in a position to step onto the conveyor belt and the future self will draw you to him or her. All you have to do is be willing. So each week we will be taking you to your next evolution. In your mind's eye now, gather who you are in this moment of time. Take a moment to set your intention of what you want to accomplish in this next week. Envision the success of that accomplishment waiting for you at the end of this conveyor belt. As you get ready to embark on the path that you're on, see who it is that you're going to be stepping into. And throughout the week, every little challenge that you come up against, you can call on this future self, and that future self will assist you in responding to the aspect of you who's not quite as illuminated as you, who may need your assistance. And the conveyor belt will just naturally stop as you bring that aspect of you on board with your guardians, your angels, any assistance that you draw in, inspired by your future self. You have a healing team that will assist you in this journey. Imagine now, as you stand at the foot of that conveyor belt, that you bring your focus to who you are in this moment. You bring your focus to the goal that you're setting for this week. And you allow yourself, ever so gently, with compassion in your heart, you allow yourself to now take that first step to begin the path that you are on. And just stay with that image as you listen to our closing song. Be well.
Happiness, but you gotta walk through. don't feel like that's a big mistake, 'cause you got it made, as long as you stay each day. That's just the path I'm on today, 'cause I won't back down, 'cause I won't turn away from the things that get in my way. On the path I'm on today, 'cause I won't break down, 'cause I won't turn away from the things that get in my way. On the path I'm on today. That's just the path I'm on.